Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Timmerman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tom Timmerman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hairman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Timmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Timmerman strikes out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball and throws to Timmerman covering. Safe. Phil Mueller now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Haller and he is safe. May steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. There goes Cash. The throw from Hermann to Morales, and Cash is out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kelly scores. Johnstone moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Chuck Seelbach now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Johnstone moves to third. May moves to second. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnstone scores. May scores. Andrews moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields the ball and throws to Bradley covering. Safe. Brown moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Bradley covering, for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Stramp now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Haller and he is safe. May steals second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. Andrews scores. Hermann moves to third. Morales moves to second. It's 6 to nothing, White Sox. Joe Niekro now pitching. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hermann scores. Morales moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Niekro covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.